Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the home studio. This hour has been brought to you by Zerez. Book an appointment today with Zerez, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Top 5 Tuesday is moments away. Seems like another list that's going to be highly scrutinized from Mike today. After we argue about that, though, I want you to stick around because Terry Fontenot is joining us. What do you guys want to hear from him today?
You know, one of the first things that I'm planning on talking to Terry about is he, you know, say what you want to about where this team's at personnel-wise, but I think it has to be fun. I think one of the more fun parts of the job for Terry Fontenot has got to be when you look on that hill and you see 5,000 people and you see a Bijan Robinson jersey, a Michael Penix jersey, a Drake London jersey, whoever it may be, and realize, I did that, man. Like, I'm the guy who pulled the string to be able to deliver those players to the fans, and now there's kids out there wearing his jersey, getting his autograph, and he's the guy that orchestrates all that. I think that's got to be one of the funner parts of the job for a GM.
Mike, I would dare to tell you that not everybody's like you, that just, you know, the ego and takes the pride and everything. Some of us just, you know that that's our job, and we don't need to puff our chest out or beat on our chest. But hey, I did that. Oh, that's me. I mean, I know I'm not like that.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to know Terry a little bit.
That's the squid we've all got to know here.
I'll be honest. I have been thinking about knowing that Terry was going to come on, and it got me to thinking, like, what is it like for a GM during training camp? Because I think the general just kind of thought is, well, you know, he can kind of sit back and watch the guys do their thing and watch the players and see how they're developing, that kind of stuff. But I tend to think he's every little thing, he's like, see, all right, let me get my list, or hey, how he's got ears. Hey,
yeah.
Are you hearing about what so-and-so's doing, or how's Justin feels his toe? You know, like he's thinking, like, what is a day-to-day a training camp like for a GM? Because, Allie, you're working out players on off days. You're bringing in guys. Like, when was DJ Chark signed? Friday, which was what? An off day for the actual team. It didn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's these little things that he's probably doing in this checklist that he has to do, or extensions are always getting done. Last year, we play a preseason game, have an injury to Braylon Trice. Next thing you know, Matthew Judon's traded for, while we're out here at camp. I think we might have been on the air or just got off the air when that was announced. And then later that, maybe 2 days later, Justin Simmons. So they're working still on this team, and not just the 90 guys are out there. They're trying to make changes then. So kind of like what the day-to-day likes for a GM, and not just the what we think about or what we see.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting conversation for sure. And it's just, there's so many moving parts, man. So many moving parts for a guy like that. Before we get to Top 5 Tuesday, you guys want to take a stab if you know anybody on the Top 5 list? Top 5 fictional athletes? You guys just want to take a stab? Just
Well, you looked at me blankly when I said Matt Sorensen, because he's from Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
That's the real – that's the made-up version.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's the TV show.
Here's the problem. It's fictional athletes. You got to keep that in mind. Some of these people that you're talking about, Rudy Rudiger, they actually exist in real life. So,
which would be nonfiction.
Thank you. And Bo the librarian.
excuse me, sir. The book you're looking for is a nonfiction
You're in the wrong section, sir.
Well, I said Shane Falco earlier.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be on there.
Okay.
I think I'm interested because I'm not sure if Benny the Jet qualifies.
Ooh, spicy.
Because, yes, he was an athlete at the end, but he was just a Sandlot player for the movie.
That's a good
until
point.
The very end.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So does Benny the Jet qualify? Is Wild Thing on there?
I would say he qualifies,
I
yes.
mean,
I'm curious how outlandish you went. Like, is Happy Gilmore on there?
Yeah. Or what about Tin Cup?
Ooh.
Kevin Costner's character from Tin Cup.
These are all good.
Or McAvoy, the rival.
Yeah.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
So you know, Stroke Race is that's an old NASCAR. Yeah, Cole Trickle. I mean, there's so many play. You know, it's Jesus Shuttlesworth make the list. I don't know.
Yeah.
Billy Hoyle, Sidney Dean. I mean, there's lots of ways you could go.
All right, Dialon. Without further ado, let's do this thing. As always, reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming at family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It is Tuesday. It is Top 5 Tuesday. Reminder, we do have Terry Fontenot coming on just at the top of the hour. So if you want to react and respond to the Top 5 Tuesday, do it on the socials at 929 Morning Shift or at all our handles right there. What do you got, Bo?
I got a question. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, go ahead.
Is billiards players considered an athlete? Because Fast Eddie Felsen from the movie The Hustler could be on there as well.
Okay.
Or Minnesota Fats.
Or what's my bowler's name?
Pete Weber.
Harrison.
Oh, no. Oh, from Kingpin?
Yeah. I feel like that's along the same lines. But, look, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I didn't do any honorable mentions today.
Wow.
I didn't because
how?
it was too wide of a blanket for honorable mentions because everybody y'all just talked about could have probably in that conversation. I guess you would have added Shane Falco or Ricky Bobby or whatever it may
be. Big Earn McCracken.
Yeah, so you can
Bobby
go as
Boucher.
Long. You can go all the way down the list if you want. But without further ado, Dylan, get to number 5.
Number 5.
Jimmy Vaughn.
You want Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Everybody sing it with me. A lot of head nodding going on out here in Flowery Branch. It is the wild thing, Mr. Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah,
from Major League 1, Major League 2, Major League 3, whatever you want to talk. Back to the minors, the buzz, whatever you want to say. Yeah, sing it. That's all good. Made it. Let it flow through your veins. Ricky Vaughn, fair or foul? How are we feeling?
I like this one. Yeah, I think this is a pretty good pick.
I was kind of shocked that nobody brought that up. Ricky Vaughn.
I said wild thing.
He did say wild thing.
Did any of the Mighty Ducks make it? I mean,
I honestly,
because I don't know how that goes either.
I would if one
the
of
Olympics.
Them if one of them had made it, it would have been Gordon Bombay, which felt a little bit weird to put the coach as a fictional athlete.
But he was an athlete.
I know, but he was an athlete. So he did not make.
Okay,
it.
I'm just curious because I just keep firing off.
Stop
in my head.
Asking questions. I'm sorry. Dialon, let's get to number 4. Uh-oh, computer quit.
Technical difficulties.
Is Dylan alive?
Let's go.
There we go.
You're looking now, coming in Los Angeles, and you got Moxon looking to come in.
Yeah, and you've taken more snaps than he's taken.
Got a game to win. Let's go. Got a game to win. Let's go.
Watch me for the signals. Stay focused. And don't worry, son. I'm behind you,
baby. Johnny Moxon from Varsity Blues, number 4 on your list.
That's the clip he went with, but that's great. He's so good. I'm glad you put that on there. Because,
you've taken more snaps than him.
Yeah. What's great is if you go back and watch that movie, he's sitting there reading a little book.
Yeah.
And a ball comes over, and he hits the ref with it. And John Voight's character, he gets so mad. But, you know, the other thing for me is when they're at the barbecue, and he's like, If what's the coach's name? He wasn't such a jerk. My son be starting court. Oh, you think so? You think you're better than Lance?
Yeah.
And he hits his dad right in the nose, and then the dad sees him hit the mascot, and he's like, he did that on purpose.
All right, pipe down. This is not your top 5.
Sorry.
Speaking of quarterbacks that were on the sideline that got surprised and thrust into action, Dylan, hit number 3.
Number 3.
Gotta get to work. That's right.
Yes,
you know. Come on. Know my name? Come on, my name is Willie. I keep the ladies.
How about Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday? Hopefully you get. Bo's rolling his eyes right now.
I mean,
what?
I mean, I
dude,
would.
Dude, this guy was fighting for number 1 on my list.
I mean, Shane Falco.
No, stop.
Was not only a better college quarterback at Ohio State when he played in that Sugar Bowl, but.
Well, you know Willie Beman. He took that payment from that guy to get that suit to go to that wedding.
Yeah,
and he was made to be a demon the rest of his
career.
As a
matter
of fact, when he got to the pros, somebody tried to move him to cornerback.
He was the Todd Gurley of fictional quarterbacks.
he's a Lamar Jackson, if you will. I mean, questions through the draft about what? Hey, you know, is this guy going to play wide receiver? No,
yeah,
he's
true.
A quarterback, and he's really good.
I just meant that he had gotten in trouble for the. Money.
All right, the character that thrust this list into the situation, Dylan. Let's go to number 2.
Number 2.
Hey, Mister, you gotta wear a helmet.
Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, bring that on, man. Oh,
mother.
Yes!
Oh, God!
That hurt a little, but I'm all right.
What the hell are you doing?
364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I got to toughen up.
Yeah! Oh, there you go. Hey, Mr. Happy Gilmore himself right there sitting at number two on the list. Both of you guys have watched that movie.
Yeah,
Allie watched it yesterday. She said she liked it too.
I did like it.
Take
I mean,
it for what it's worth.
It's like a nice trip down memory lane. You get to see all your old friends.
Dude, it's fun.
It's
like,
fun.
Like, if you can't enjoy fun movies, and you're just not the kind of person I want to hang out with.
All right. Look, I got one more left on the list. I don't want you guys to say a name, but just nod if you think you know what it is.
Okay.
Do you know what number one is on the list?
No.
Are you serious?
I have no clue. I have no clue.
Neither one of y'all know what number one is. I thought this was the easiest number one in the history of my top five.
I would be – if you
– Don't say the name.
If you go – if you go to a name that was said earlier by Allie and I –
if it was said by me, I know what it is.
Which is about a sport that we both like a lot. I'm going to be a little bit disappointed because the movie makes fun of the sport. Okay, good.
All right, Dylan, go ahead and hit it.
Number one.
It's suicide. You've seen him. Yep. You know how strong he is. You can't win!
Adrian always tells the truth. No, maybe I can't win. Maybe the only thing I can do is just take everything he's got. But the baby, he's going to have to kill me.
There you go. Rocky Balboa. I can't believe neither one of you guys had Rocky Balboa at one. What are we even doing here?
I don't know.
The guy's got his own statue as a fictional athlete.
I think it's probably because...
He's in the Boxing Hall of Fame.
I think it's probably because I sometimes confuse that movie with real life. I mean, I go back, and everybody wants to talk about Hagler Hearns in the first round of Hagler Hearns. It didn't have crap on the first round of Rocky versus Clubber Lang. All right,
oh, man.
That was the greatest first round in the history of boxing, Rocky versus Clubber. And I mean, they went at it, man. I mean, just toe to toe swinging.
Pulled that cut from obviously that's Rocky IV when he's made up his mind to go face Ivan Drago over in Russia
after he killed Apollo.
After he killed Apollo, man, I'm kind of shocked that neither one of y'all had Rocky.
So I've never seen Rocky, and therefore, it doesn't.
I'm usually the non-movie watcher.
Come top of mind for me.
This seat's taken. Okay, you're not allowed to sit in the seat. That is abysmal.
I'll stand with Allie. I haven't seen Rocky either.
Dylan hasn't seen it either.
You shouldn't be siding with him on movies either.
You know what? Actually, Dylan, it's worse that you haven't seen it than Allie.
Why is it worse?
Wow.
Because
careful here.
Because you're
play yourself, Bo.
Because you're a grown man who loves sports, watches sports movies. I know you have to see. It's like part of growing up. I think is a man you have to watch Rocky. All of them except for you stop at four because no one needs to watch that crap with Tommy Dreamer in it.
Yeah. Bo, you want to know even worse
seen
part?
Creed,
I've seen Creed. Yeah, but I've seen Creed, but I haven't seen Rocky.
Watch Creed and appreciate it. If you've never seen Rocky.
Oh,
wait. What about the guy from Days of Thunder? What was his
name?
Cole
Trickle.
That's what I brought up earlier. Cole
he should have been in that list. He should have been in that list.
You think Cole Trickle over? Who would you put him over? So, like, just to rehash. So, number five was Ricky Vaughn, The Wild Thing. Number four, Johnny Moxon. Number three, Willie Beeman. Number two, Happy Gilmore. Number one, Rocky Balboa.
Probably. There's so many great baseball fictional characters you could have left Wild Thing out. I mean, what was the guy from The Natural? Roy Hobbs?
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been – to me, he's over Ricky Vaughn if you want to get down to it.
Ooh, what about the guy from The Fan, Wesley Snipes?
Oh wow. What a pool. You've seen that and you haven't seen Rocky? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were about to bring up Kevin Costner's character in For Love of the Game.
Oh,
and then
gosh,
I was going to unhook your microphone and just throw it.
I mean, he's a good one too, though.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah.
That's a terrible movie.
Anyways.
It's not a sports movie. It's a love movie.
Can argue all y'all want. That's a perfect list. Thank you guys for listening.
If you want to criticize Mike's list, feel free to. I have listed them all at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. I would love to hear your input there. So would Mike. He wants to hear you tear apart his list. Coming up next, Terry Fontenot is going to join us live from Falcons training camp. It's an exciting time to have him on. We've got padded practice, the first one kicking off today. He's going to join us. I also kind of wonder what his fictional athlete would be. What would be on his list? And clue?
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Would be on
maybe that. We'll ask him next. But. It's the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And?
Can't believe a Philly sports fan has not seen Rocky, Dylan. The Odyssey app.